sound.
Two guys with no credentials.
Reviewing Rolling Stone 500
greatest album.
Yeah, so that's the saga of this. And you know what? When we talked about Are You Experienced, there was like three different album covers. There was one for the UK, there was one for the US, there was a different one in France. Like, it's like, what is it with some of these artists? You know, we've talked about this before and with the Beatles' early albums, but this is in the late 60s. But I guess because things didn't move across, you know, continents as quite as quickly, especially like, you know, you could still place a phone call, but in terms of images and things like music, like you couldn't just send a file, you had to mail the tape.
Yeah. So,
things, I guess, move. We say that like it's some sort of archaic thing, but it wasn't that long ago. But like, it just took them a while. Well, we'll distribute in the UK and you'll distribute in the US, and but then they're making their own decisions about the art, I guess. Anyways,
it's so fascinating too, because this is an album, I think the first time that he self-produces the recording. And so he's, you know, at the point of his celebrity where he is allowed to be the final say in how the music sounds, but still at a point where the record label refuses to put his vision on the album cover. Like, that just seems so strange to me to like say, yeah, well, you can give us whatever garbage you want to produce, and but what we're putting our own touch on the outside. It's really fascinating. But,
or maybe, well, this guy's a musician, we trust him for the music, but
maybe that's how it went.
Leave the marketing up to the experts here, bud.
Good point. So maybe something I bet like you're that. Right.
Which is probably the direction. Like, well, we've got people who can take care of that. You make the music. which is that funny thing. We've talked about that with other artists where, you know, it's your art and you want to package your art the way you envision it getting out there, even though it's music, but the packaging of it is part of the product.
Yeah.
Yet there's a whole nother group of people, or there's a whole nother intention. There's a whole another part of the machine that's creating the flow of money and movement of product that says, well, no, this is what we do best. We do the marketing, we do the packaging. It's our vision, you know, your art, your music doesn't have anything to do with this. I'm paraphrasing all this, but it's got to be an interesting balance and push and pull when, you know, because when you create art, I mean, you do some art. When you create art, it's very personal. So when you create music, it's like, well, I want to be part of every aspect of this.
Yep, absolutely.
No. You can't do the artwork. You just do the music. Think about a guy like Bob Dylan, who was so involved in every aspect of it. You know, the writing, the music, writing the words and all the poetry that went into the songs. And then he painted and he did artwork, and same Joni Mitchell was a painter as well, and so many other ones are coming up soon. We'll talk about a chap named Captain Beefheart, who was really an artist and a fantastic sculptor, who decided to get into music just as another expression of his art. So we see that connection. Anyways, that's another podcast. we won't dig into that too much. If you like what you hear, subscribe on your favorite podcast app and write a review.
Send us a message at our Facebook page, on Instagram, or through our SoundLogic Podcast Twitter feed. Thanks for listening.